Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. The strong, the powerful Doug Miller is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on, George.
Yeah, excited to be talking to you. Doug is the CEO and CTO of Brightworks Group. They are leaders in cloud and digital transformation for mid-sized companies. Doug, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Well, I like to say I have kind of a checkered past. I ended up in technology, and I ended up owning my own business, but I didn't start there at all. My background is actually, my undergraduate degree is in natural resources. I was trained to be a park ranger.
Nice.
And then actually picked up a master's degree a few years later after working at a boarding school for Native American kids in South Dakota as their recreation director. I picked up a master's in therapeutic recreation. But had always been interested in technology, kind of grew up in the 70s when this stuff was first coming to light, and learned to program when I was 9 years old, and it was always just part of it. I think I eventually ended up running my own business because I think, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I don't do well working for other people.
Sure.
Right? I sort of have that a problem with authority. So and ended up a few years ago, almost 9 years ago now, starting this venture, which was not my first, but has been by far the most successful. And can't imagine going back to working for anybody again, particularly now I've kind of reached that point in my life where my kids are out of the house. My wife's very successful in her career, and we're kind of at that point where it's very enjoyable, right? We've got a great life at this point. I do what I do because, number one, I enjoy technology. I think that it is a significant boon to humanity when used right. And I started the company because I wanted to help other companies really use technology to their benefit.
Nice.
And that's our driver.
I love it. So as you look back and you say, okay, my thought process as an undergraduate was to become a park ranger. Right. And then you have this experience and you get a master's degree in therapeutic recreation, and then it's on to entrepreneurship. Are there through lines that you see?
Yeah, the thing that I think has always been a driver for me is I'm interested in systems. I am interested in how whole systems of things work together. So the analogies to me from a biological system to a mental system to a technological system are all very strong, right? They're all complex, multivariate, self-sustaining systems that when things get out of balance, that's when you have problems, right? You have ecological crashes, you have mental illness, or you have technology that just doesn't work, right? And those analogies always are right at the forefront of my mind. And I've remained very interested in those other fields, although this is what I do. It's really about systems, and I'm just fascinated with how they all work.
Yeah. It's in 2020, we're having this conversation on October the 30th. It's to a degree, obviously, with the fires, and so going back to your original roots or however you want to describe that, obviously the park ranger piece, something's out of balance there. And now with COVID and the pandemic, kids are having a really rough time, and then obviously as grown-ups, we're certainly and organizations having a hard time.
Oh, no question. And it's a thing every day that I read about, I'm concerned about. I try, and you know, certainly our company has made efforts with our customers and others that we work with, whether they're our customers or not, to try and help people through the pandemic. We have forgiven months of expense. We've kind of gone above and beyond. We're doing quite well. We sell a thing that people need during this time. But we have tried really hard with our customers, particularly those in industries impacted by this, to find ways to help them, to find ways to keep them sustainable through this process. One, because I think it's the right thing to do. Two, because it's in everyone's best interest. All of us are going to come out better if we all survive through this process. Ultimately, you know, I'm 56 at this point, and so I'm getting towards the latter part of my career. But if there were a way, if I can figure out a way to grow what we do into something that's going to have a bigger impact on the kinds of things that you just talked about, particularly some of the environmental issues, and just how out of balance a lot of these systems have become, it would be pretty, it's pretty high on my agenda.
And how do you see that happening?
Well, I think that there are, so that the immediate thing that sort of occurred to me, and I'm still very much investigating this, you know, we've had, 10, 12 now hurricanes. Louisiana's been hit by 3 or 4 in the last several months. This kind of thing's going to continue to go on. The fires, you know, next year is going to be pretty much the same thing. And the need to be able to leverage technologies and people knowledgeable about technologies to support and coordinate relief efforts is something that I find very appealing. Haven't found a great way yet for us to connect there, but it is something that's on my mind. Long term, I think that there is, there's a lot of concern about automation and technology putting people out of work. I would postulate that there's more than enough work for everybody in cleaning up the problems that we need to clean up, right? If you start looking at the rehabilitation that's going to need to be done to counteract the impact of the things that are causing the climate problems, we can pretty much employ everybody for probably about the next 100 years. And that's another thing that I would be very interested eventually in figuring out a way to get us more involved with.
Yeah. Well, certainly, I imagine you consider yourself to be, like, you're passionate about the systems and noticing and recognizing where they're out of balance and then bringing solutions to it and really solving the problems, right?
Yeah. That's what drives me really every day, in whether it's my career and my company or even in my leisure time, right? I never stop thinking about those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me not a lot of fun at parties.
It's a I certainly think about quite a bit how important it is to be a good steward of our attention, right? And the things that we are spending our time on, and you, myself included, I've been a professional for long enough that the internet wasn't around, and certainly social media wasn't around, and now it is. How do you go about being a good steward of your attention and where you place your thoughts?
Yeah, and that's a great, that's an excellent question, and I think a thing that we have to increasingly be concerned about. One thing I do is I'm fortunate that I predate social media, and while I use social media, I'm pretty militant about which social media I use and keeping it pretty constrained, right? So I cut ties, all ties with Facebook a long time ago. I don't use it. I do use Twitter, but I am, again, pretty militant about how I trim the list of people that I see in my feed. It doesn't take much for me to block or mute somebody because I'm interested in it for a specific purpose. I want to use it for a specific thing. I use a lot of lists, and I try and constrain the amount of time. I am a lot more biased towards long form reading, and would prefer to do that. And I read voraciously, and I use, you know, I do most of that in books as opposed to this, you know, very brief soundbite, short 240 character stuff. I don't keep those kinds of things on my phone. In fact, my phone is, I can show you. That's the home screen of my phone. So,
not a lot going on there.
There's nothing on there. and that's very intentional, right? Notifications are turned off across almost everything. And then I have really developed a pretty carefully curated set of tools that I use to get rid of all of the mundane kind of stuff, right, that consumes your time. I use a scheduling bot, right? So when I need to schedule something, I don't get into calendar football. I use a tool that a lot of the phrasings and things that I might need to type on a regular basis in emails and things like that, I have those automated, and so I can pop in, you know, just a couple of keystrokes, and it fills out most of what an email might be, for example. And I try and cognitively offload as many of the distractions as I possibly can. One of the things that I really took away years and years ago when it was a very popular thing to read is, I read the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And then I read the book on, I've even forgotten the name of it, but it was about a note taking and organization system.
Getting Things Done, maybe.
GTD. And I got, that's the problem with being 56, right? you forget a lot of this stuff, but, I became really obsessed with getting things done for a while. And I got to a point where I realized I'm spending more time trying to feed my GTD system than it's saving me, right? But one of the really important concepts in getting things done is to offload that cognitive burden. Do not try and remember things. Get them out of your head. And So I'm now a huge note taker, right? I write a lot of things down. I have a constant, right now I'm using Obsidian, which is some open source software to do this as my note taking system. But I've got a document open. It's my scratch pad. I just throw stuff in it, right? It's kind of my inbox. I do not allow email to pile up, right? I mean, there's a total of, there's four emails in my inbox right now. And so it's all about just being very disciplined in getting that stuff off of your mind. And then you can think. But if you're constantly having to try and remember, what was that I was going to do? Or there's, I have to get this thing done. Or you can never invest the time in thinking deeply.
Yeah, that's a, I think that that's a really kind of a, almost funny, but super important statement that, that we do need to make sure that we do have enough time to be thinking throughout the course of the day and just reflecting and pondering versus always just sort of responding and taking in new information, but never really processing.
It, that's the deal, right? You have to have the freedom to, if there is a problem that I see in across our customers and other people that I deal with today, there's a lack of introspection. We don't process, we react. And I think it's responsible for a lot of the discord today because we've conditioned ourselves to not be thoughtful. To just, you know, everybody's got a hot take. Everybody's got a 30-second soundbite. Everybody immediately has to fire back. You got to have the time. You got to stop. You got to slow down to do that. Part of that is becoming, is taking the time, learning to be introspective enough to understand what's important to you. And as a company, you know, that's one of the things we've done as well. I talk about Brightworks Group being a minimally viable company. We outsource everything that isn't our core function. So I've only got technical and sales development staff members. Accounting is outsourced. Marketing is outsourced. HR is outsourced. Payroll is outsourced. Everything is out to trusted partners so they can worry about it and get it done. And we don't have to think about it. We don't spend a lot of time on it. And I try and do that in my personal life as much as I can as well.
Yeah, that certainly does make sense. Taking the time, being introspective, learning to be introspective. How calendared are you? Do you block time?
I do. I definitely block time, and it, calendaring is something that clear back to being an undergraduate. I was kind of looked at askance by some of my undergraduate colleagues because I always carried around a paper planner when I was a junior senior, right, and blocked time in it and scheduled meetings. And I remember distinctly a colleague of mine saying, a fellow student of mine saying, "Wow, you know, you're so busy." And it was like, "Well, yeah, but I think you are too. You just don't realize it."
Right.
You know, but where I'm very calendared, it drives, you know, a lot of what I do. Now, I do try and make, you know, particularly because I use a tool to do a lot of my calendaring, I have that set up in such a way that, you know, I have to have a minimum of 20 minutes between appointments. The calendaring software enforces that. I only allow it to schedule during certain times. So while I use the tools and I use calendars a lot, I use them as a tool. I don't allow them to rule my life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's that balance.
Yeah, I think that's important. And recognizing and understanding that, hey, I need to give myself X amount of minutes here instead of just doing 50 meetings in a row because that's not going to serve anybody. So
again, you lack the time to think about things.
Yeah.
you lack the time to follow up. You lack the time to empty your head of what went on in that meeting and get it into your system so that you won't forget the things if you're just going meeting after meeting after meeting.
Yeah, amen.
Hustling is not really as beneficial as Silicon Valley would have you believe that it is, right?
Yeah. And social media and so many other sources. So
right,
I love it.
Right.
Well, Doug, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, and I've sort of let the cat out of the bag on some of this, but you know, I'd really say that the big difference making tip for me has been using smart tools. We tend to adopt whatever the latest fad of tools are. Don't do that. But find tools that work well for you and really learn how to use them, again, so that they save you cognitive. It's not enough to save time. You got to save cognitive burden.
I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Take that. Don't use up all the memory on your computer. Exactly. So.
Right.
Well, Doug,
right.
Thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people engage with Brightworks?
Yeah, we can be found at our website, www.brightworksgroup.net, or they can call us, 317-983-5000. There's kind of an old-fashioned kind of thing anymore, too, right? People never call. We also have a very strong presence on LinkedIn. You can find us on LinkedIn, and you can find me on LinkedIn, where we share a lot of content literally every day about how you can use technology more effectively and things that you just need to be aware of in the technology world. So check us out there, too.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Doug your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to brightworksgroup.net and give them a call. Also find them on LinkedIn. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Doug.
George, thanks for having me on.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com. strivedetox.com and get your mind, body, and money right.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.